irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Show, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, everything is possible. I am T.J. Jackson, and with me, I have, of course, my two brothers. Which one of you want to go first? I'm not going with you first, Joe. Terrell picked it out, so.
You asked.
I did.
Go with me. I was actually waiting to see who would go with first.
So we have Terrell Jackson with us.
What's up, everyone?
How are you, Terrell?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And then I'm not going to say saving the best for last, because that would mean I'm not the best.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
But we have our eldest brother.
Hello.
Taj with us. How are we doing, Taj?
Doing great.
How was your guys'
Taj,
week?
Taj, you look tired.
I am tired.
You are, huh?
Can you do me a favor and stay close to the mic?
When I speak, yes.
How are we doing, you guys?
Good. Hanging.
How was your week? Let's go with Taj first.
Ah,
Taj, first. How was your week?
My week was great. I've turned my garage into a photo studio, but now I'm kind of doing some upgrades to it, so it's going well.
What kind of upgrades?
We put in a wooden floor.
Really?
And
did you do it?
No.
Yeah, me and Tyona
don't,
did.
Don't,
did
don't
do
lie
it?
To me, Taj.
Went to Home Depot.
Don't lie to everyone listening. You did
I
not
swear.
Put in your own wooden
yes,
floor.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
How do you know how to do that?
The internet.
YouTube. The internet. This guy.
They make good? It very. It looks great. It looks
you,
great.
You shouldn't have told me.
Go
you
ahead.
Have
you
me
can come,
come
and look.
And look, and then I would have.
You would have said, who did this?
Yeah.
And then I would have, yeah. No, it looks great.
All right.
It took way too long, though. I mean, that's.
You wouldn't do it again?
I don't know. I probably hire someone to do it. You know, that's what professionals are for.
I agree.
But it was a fun experience. I felt like Papa T, you know?
Yeah.
Like channeling my Papa T. So it was cool.
It's cool, man. I'm proud of you, Taj.
It's good.
Yeah. So it's fun. I mean, we had to saw some wood and stuff like that.
You knew what
really?
You're doing?
Yeah.
Measuring and stuff?
Measuring and everything. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
So it's not bad.
And what's so funny, people who are listening are probably like, these guys.
Right,
these guys.
I'm an electronic person. That's the reason. So, I know everything about electronics.
Terrell,
yo,
how was your week, man?
It was good. Evan, this is the week you came out. You and Roy on Pops. You guys were at the baseball game, right?
Yeah, was that this week?
This past.
Yeah, well, no, it was after the radio show.
Yeah, it was after the radio show. So we haven't had a show since.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That was the one game we actually played pretty well. Right?
You guys looked incredible. I don't want to hear any more complaining about your team.
Well,
you guys all hit.
You should have came on Saturday too, because it was horrible. But we got a win and we got a loss. We have a game tomorrow.
Okay.
And so it's been good.
Good.
And then obviously. The show on the Fix My Life aired.
How was that, Tara? How was that experience?
The experience was it was actually okay. It was good. You know, I told myself before I even saw the show, because you guys understand how it's
absolutely.
Television, it's entertainment. They
edit.
Can
you explain a little?
Explain what
like you just because there's people that don't know what you're talking about right now.
Yana Fix My Life.
Yes.
Well. There's a show on OWN Network called Iyanla Fix My Life. Mm-hmm. And Iyanla, I guess every season she changes up the theme somewhat. But she's a therapist, and she comes in and you do work with her, you know. So Bree and I, we sat down with her and her team for a while. It was a couple weeks before we even actually met Iyanla. And then when we filmed, it was, I think, three days of work.
Okay.
And then afterwards, it was, again, with some of her counseling and her team. But the thing is, it's like it's 3 days and all of that time, the weeks and all that, and it gets thrown into a 48-minute show.
Mm.
So obviously, a lot is left out. A lot of editing happens, and, you know, you guys know how it goes.
Yeah.
So
were you nervous about what would be presented? And was it pretty accurate? Were you happy with how it was presented?
Was I nervous? Yes and no. Mm-hmm. I told myself before it aired that I was happy with the experience. I got something from it.
Good.
I learned a lot. So that's all that mattered to me, that I got something from it.
Good.
So however they aired it, however they turned it, however they twisted it, however they promoted it, it is what it is. I can't control that.
Yeah.
I was just happy that I got something for myself that I can work on and build on. And I saw it, and you know, there's of course certain things that didn't happen the way they happened.
Right.
But that's television. Yeah. But overall, I thought it was fine, and I think it's going to help people.
I would definitely agree with that. I think I commend you on it, Terrell, because I know it was a scary situation, but. You know, what I've been saying, I think you guys are right there with me. It's about, at this point in our lives, it's about giving back and helping others. We have this platform where we can talk and actually influence and make people's lives a little bit better. And that's what, you know, this show's about. And you even took I don't want to say, this show is our show. So we can kind of, not control it, but we can control it. Where with your situation with Fix My Life, I don't know, you know, I know you had to take kind of a leap of faith, but regardless, your situation really helped people, so I commend you for that, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. What made you want to do it?
I've seen you on the show a couple times, and I really enjoyed it, the episodes that I saw, and I thought they were very positive and very helpful for many people, including myself. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity came, and I was hesitant at first. At first, it was going to be off of television. It was just going to be, you know, something she was doing outside of it. And then when we talked to the people, they because of the season and what the season, the theme of the season was, they wanted it to be for television.
Mm.
And I was hesitant on that because we obviously did our show and I didn't want another thing of all that junk going out.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be a good thing. So
That's great.
Yeah, it was good. It was a really good experience for myself. So, and it's funny because I did read comments from what other people wrote and feedbacks and things. And it's, I can handle it. I can read it and be okay, not to the point where I get all crazy and upset. But some of it, it's just, it's a little scary and upsetting because people, they're entitled to their own opinions, but it's a little scary how certain people say certain things and attack and assume and accuse this and that when the only thing they really know about you is maybe the 48 minutes they see on TV.
It's,
you know,
44, isn't it, Tosh?
Or 40, I don't know. Well, whatever. We'll call it an hour. We'll give them an hour.
Why are you speaking? I'm sorry.
Well, it depends on the network, and it depends how much commercial time they try and squeeze in there.
Right, exactly.
I'm testing you with all those tutorials and reading you do.
But the point is that they know you maybe for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an hour of maybe 10 years or your whole life. Your whole life. These are issues that have happened with me. And people are quick to assume this, judge this, have their opinions, which they're entitled to. But sometimes I think overall we just have to be careful. I can handle it. But sometimes you have to be careful what you say and how you say it and what you're thinking. And we just got to take care of each other a little bit more, I think.
Taking care of each other is definitely something the whole world needs more of. So I love it. We are live here on the Power of Love show. If you're listening to us right now, thanks for joining us. And if you want to contribute to our show, you can do it various ways. Probably the easiest and most effective is by calling at 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. Or you can always go through Twitter. Todd, you want to give them the Twitter handle?
Sure. It's at DDJ Foundation.
Any other handles you want to give?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Facebook is at DEE Jackson Foundation, and Instagram is at DEE Jackson Foundation.
That's correct. We are not, disclaimer time, we are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss, who've learned how to navigate to an extent through loss. We suffer from loss basically daily. We're just trying to open up the conversation and, you know, help you on your journey to overcoming and navigating through loss. So if you need professional help, if you feel you need more than what we're just saying or more than what your family's saying, please get proper professional care. Locate a therapist, locate someone licensed and professional to help you out.
Yep.
All right, so we have a couple of topics on mind, but there's one in particular I think we're going to roll with, and we are going to open up the phone lines for you guys to chime in. And the topic that we are going to go with is, how do you overcome a hand that you were dealt? How do you overcome that hand that you can't change, but you have to make the best of the situation? It can be a loss of a pet. It could be a single parent home. It could be needing to relocate. It can be a handicap. It can be any type of loss that really is beyond your control. How are you dealing with it? How have you dealt with it? And how? What's the best ways to make the most out of it, to make the best of your life from those experiences?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Real quick,
yes.
On Twitter right now, Gemma just tweeted that overcoming loss is really hard. I recently lost my baby after 14 weeks of pregnancy, struggling with the loss still every day. So
she miscarried.
Yeah.
Gemma, we are with you, and I'm going to reveal something. Francis and I have lost a baby this way, and it's very difficult. And, you know, the only thing I could say to you is carry on strong. Have your family around you. Have your friends around you. And there's not much time has to heal it, and you just have to think positive, sweetie. I feel terrible because there's not much more I can say, but...
Yeah.
You know, just do the best you can with your situation. Taj, was there anything else?
No, I wanted to bring that to light. Yeah, we are with you, Gemma, so.
You know, and as we say all the time on the show, our society does such a good job of celebrating the winners. We have parades for champions. We give high fives and trophies to first place winners, or people who get promotions or celebrate with the night out with the boys or whatever. We don't do a good enough job as a society dealing with loss and how to pick yourself back up, because loss is part of the equation. And if we could figure out a way to understand how to lose, understand why we lose, and understand how to grow from loss, we can all be more successful and better in life.
Yeah.
And we're no better than you guys. 3T, the Jacks family, we're no better. We're just trying to open up that conversation because we're all in the same boat. You know, we've all experienced loss daily. Some more than others, but we all experience it. So that's what we're here for.
Yeah, it's about building a community of hope and support.
Cool. So that's our topic of the hand, how to overcome the hand you were dealt.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take our first phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Alicia.
How are you, Alicia? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm calling in on the topic about how we deal with different situations in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've discussed this before on here, but I have three chronic illnesses. Two of them I've grown up with, epilepsy and cerebral palsy, and one I was diagnosed with in 2014. And the way I deal with it is to pretty much try to stay positive as well as I can.
How are you staying positive? What are you doing?
Well, I mean, with the epilepsy and the cerebral palsy, I was kind of always used to having those. But recently I did the National Epilepsy Walk in D.C. and raised over $600 for that.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Thanks. Thank you. So that's really how I try to, you know, help. I try to, everybody has down times, but I try to keep myself up and talk about it as much as I can to, you know, educate people as well. That helps me a lot.
Right.
That's kind of how I deal with things.
Do you find it when you're talking with people, it makes your situation easier? Like when you're opening up about it?
I like to talk about things whereas it makes other people uncomfortable, but while that's, normal to feel uncomfortable about it, it helps me to educate myself, because I remember when I was 21, I think I had to actually buy a book on cerebral palsy because nobody in my family would discuss it. Mm. So in order for me to understand it myself, I have to do my own research so that I don't feel isolated.
Yeah.
So that's, like I said, that's kind of how I deal with it.
Well, I think, first of all, thank you for your phone call, Alicia, but I think you bring such an important point, is that you have to understand your situation and you have to gain knowledge about your situation. And as we've learned with our listeners, that isolation is one of the things you have to try to avoid. Somehow you got to find, you got to find that community. It could be local, it could be online, it could be anywhere, but you got to find that you got to connect so that you're not isolating yourself. And we're with you. We commend your battle and your strength, and keep going. You're inspiring so many, so stay strong, dear.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
Alicia. You. Take care.
Take care, Alicia.
All right, bye-bye.
So it's tough,
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, but I think that the key is regardless of what hand you're dealt, you have to go in with the mindset that you're going to make something great in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like I said, it's easier said than done for some people, but you have to find that inner strength and make something.
I was just going to say support group. Everyone needs a support group, and family, friends. You do just have to make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
Easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to do it on your own.
She said it best. She said she read about it so that she didn't feel so isolated.
Exactly.
And I think that's the key, is isolation. When you're isolated, you feel like you're alone, and it just builds up. So it's getting out there and finding that support in that community so that you feel like you sense other people are going through it, and that it gives you strength as well.
Now, obviously, I think a lot of the phone calls and a lot of our thoughts initially when we talk about overcoming the hand you're dealt goes to strong loss, big dramatic situations. But even we can even answer things about or talk about how, if you want to be an actor but you're stuck in a city where there's no theaters, mm-hmm. anything like that with the hands are, where you have to overcome is what we're talking about, people. So don't think of it just by losing something. It could be how are you overcoming a tough situation. We're going to take another phone call. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, hello. It's Toya. I'm calling you from France.
How are you, Toya, from France?
I'm okay. Thanks. And you guys?
We're good.
We're doing well.
How's the weather out there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been raining all day.
Has it?
It's 10 p.m. now, so the day's over.
Yes, the day's over.
It's been hot here in Southern California. I wouldn't mind rain either. Well, we're getting some this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd mind it.
Yeah, Todd doesn't want the rain, but Cheryl and I will take the rain. What's going on? How are you going to contribute with us today?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the topic of the day, but I wanted to call about, I don't know if it's a good topic for the show, but it's something I'm experiencing for a few days now, and I don't know anymore how to deal with it. So I just wanted to talk about how we are supposed to behave with mean and toxic and negative people. Mm. I mean, how can we protect ourselves from people trying to hurt us, whether it's with words or actions?
That's a good question. I think we can only speak in terms of how we deal with it, and in terms of, obviously, that that's something that our families had to deal with in terms of mean, hurtful comments, and you're human, so it affects you. Even if you say, "Oh, it doesn't bother me," it does bother you. And if you read comments, or if someone says something to you, the more sensitive you are, the more it affects you. And that's not a bad thing to be sensitive, because that's a good thing to be sensitive. But I think for me, I try to radiate positivity and I try to radiate happiness. And usually that attracts other people to me that are happy and that are
positive.
Same-minded in that way. And I think that's the best counter to it, because people that are negative, they do that because they know it gets to you and they want to bring you down to their level. So you have to radiate that positivity and you will attract positive people to you. That's all I can say in my defense, what I usually do, because they're all around, and especially with what's going on in the world, it's, you know, people lash out at other people to feel better. So you just have to protect yourself.
I'm going to agree, Taj, obviously.
Obviously you agree.
Yeah. Not because of you, just because your answer was right
you
on.
You said it right.
Oh, my, he always gets me. But
yeah, I think the first natural reaction is to defend yourself. But for me, it's not the good way to deal with it, because the risk
ignorance
is to start a conflict.
Yeah.
And that is going to upset me at the end. So like you said, I'm too sensitive for that. So my way to deal with it is just simply to ignore, to let it go. But it's going worse when I do that, because it's like I'm getting the impression to accepting the situation, and sometimes it's getting worse because people just think they can do it again and again, and it's getting worse, you know?
I understand that. See, and that's where I think you do have to ignore it. I think you do have to bring positive people in your life, but sometimes people can get too far, and I think that's when you have to speak up and defend yourself. But you have to be careful, because negative people are going to be everywhere in your life. You know, sadly, they could be at your workplace. You can even have a couple family members who are bringing negative energy to you. You just have to be strong. You have to learn how to deal with it. You have to figure that out yourself, because they're going to come in your life, and you have to try your hardest to not let it affect your life.
Yeah, I think it's just, where do you want to spend your energy and your time?
And it's not easy. It is not. I don't want to make it sound like it's easy. You know, it's a struggle I personally deal with, you know, but it's one of those things. It's like Taj just said, again, I don't like to agree with him all the time, but he's right. It's how you want to spend your time. You know, you have 24 hours in a day, and if you spend an hour dealing with negative people, you just wasted a precious hour of your life.
Of building yourself up.
Of building yourself up and how you enjoy your life. You know, we're not getting any younger, so as much as you can, put all your energy into being the best person you can and having a happy life. That's all I can say.
It's a good advice. It's easiest when people that just when it's on social media or when people are far from you, it's easy to ignore them. But when it comes to relatives or people just around you, that you can't get them out of your life, so you have to deal with it.
Well, I think, trust me, I know. I think in time, the truth will always come to light.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just have to stay strong with who you are, with your beliefs, and let that eventually seep through and influence those around you.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to change them overnight. A lot of times, it's like bullies. A lot of times, when they bully people, they're the ones with the issues.
And
they're the unhappy ones. So, you know, you have to find a way to stay strong and keep being you, and not let these people who have the issues affect your life. It's not fair to do to you and to do to your loved ones who depend on you. You have to stay strong and keep it moving.
You always have the right words, DJ.
You know, I want to say I owe my brothers, but I'm not going to say that. But yeah, I don't know. I've lived a lot, actually. You know, I've dealt with a lot, as my brothers have. We've dealt with a lot and seen a lot. So, you know, everything you're experiencing is something we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of experience with what you're going through. But we've learned you just got to be strong and do the best you can for you and your loved ones. That's it. You know, and take. I know you have a baby.
Right.
You have one baby boy?
Yes.
Yeah, one baby boy.
One.
So you got to think about him, you know, and always be the example for him. Take the high road. Always be the example for him and live that strong, solid life for him.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying to myself the other day. You know, I'm really concerned about giving him a good example. And I know he's going one day to face this problem too. So I just would like to to give him the good example.
Just tell him to be strong and he knows right from wrong. And he's never and that's, I think that's like human. It's human nature. I think sometimes people assume the wrong things. There's different, you know, there's jealousy. There's different emotions that bring negativity out of people. You just have to focus on being the best person you can be and raising the best child you can be. Put all your energy into that and let everything else deal with how it's going to come out. That's my strongest advice, because if you spend too much energy defending yourself, especially from, I have experience today, if you spend that energy defending, all you're going to do is deplete your energy and waste your day. Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're going to be 4 years older than you were and not happy. So just focus on what makes you happy and be the best person you can be. Right, Rose?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, thank you for your words.
You are welcome. All right, and thank you for calling and supporting us all the way
just,
from France.
Yeah, I just wanted to end up by a quote I wanted to dedicate to Taro.
Well, I love it.
This quote says, "The strongest people are not those who show strength in front of us, but those who win battles we know nothing about."
Yeah.
And for me, Taro, you are probably one of the strongest person in the world. And you are very courageous, and you are in my prayers. You know, I wish you nothing but the best, and I'm sending you all my love.
Thank you so
much.
That
is so awesome.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's a great quote.
Wasn't it? You've heard it before, though, right?
No.
You never heard that?
No.
Taj, have you?
No.
Never heard that.
I guess I am the reader of the family, but it is a great
quote. You like quotes.
Yeah, I do like quotes. All right, so who do we have on the line? We took another phone call, people. Who do we have with us?
Hi, this is Deidre.
How are you, Deidre?
Hi, Deidre.
Where are you calling from?
I'm doing great. I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. Is it hot today?
No, it's kind of breezy, but it's warm.
Okay. All right, no alligators are chasing you now, right?
Oh, no, I don't live on that part of town. It's kind of by the swamped area.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
We actually have family in Tampa, don't we? Josh, Cheryl?
Oh.
You guys don't know. We used to.
What
do we got for, or what do you have for us, Deirdre?
I wanted to call in and speak to Tyrell because I saw the Change My Life episode. And I just want to say that you're so brave, and I love you, and I hope everything works out for you and Brianna.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, that was...
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was quite an experience, and I actually learned a lot about myself, you know, and that I think that was the greatest gift of doing the show, was learning a lot about myself and really being forced to think about certain situations in my life and the way things come out and why I am the way I am. And, you know, it's not something that changed and got better overnight. It takes a little bit of work and understanding and forgiveness. And, you know, we, just like everyone else, we try to move forward and do the best we can, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing...
Because I'm working on myself, too. I go to therapy.
Oh, good.
So I kind of understand... I can't say I understand what you're going through, but I'm dealing with sexual abuse and... Yeah, it's kind of hard to deal with, but... Like you said, it takes a lot of therapy and work to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One thing I'm going to throw in there, too, is, you know, I don't know your age, Deirdre, but Terrell's up there.
you act like I'm way ahead of you. I'm not that far. 3 years younger than me?
I know. But my point is this. I think a lot of times when we go through trauma situations as kids, we assume that, you know, there's a certain window for therapy or to deal with the situation. And although I'm sure there is a golden moment where the sooner the better, it's never too late to get that help or to get that therapy you need to talk about your situation and to you know, find that group that helps you live better. And like I've said, and I know my brothers, I've had this conversation with each of them off the air, that since we've done this radio show, it's helped us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's helped us overcome situations that were really traumatic in our lives. So I think that's an important thing, is that regardless of your age, go seek that help, go find that. And we didn't get therapy as kids. At least I didn't. I don't know if you guys did. But we didn't go to counseling as kids, and we didn't do that. You know, I don't know. It may have been a family thing. I don't even remember being presented with it, with the option. Probably wouldn't have wanted to anyway. Yeah. But we didn't do that. You know, so we didn't probably heal the proper way as youngsters ourselves. So just now, 20 years later, you know, as adults, we're just now getting there. You know, and it takes time, and we don't know, like one of our guests said in the past, you'll never completely get there, but you'll learn how to deal with it, and that's mm-hmm. where we're trying to get to.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's true.
Deirdre, thank you so much for that phone call.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome, and have a great day, guys.
You too.
Take care, sweetie. Cool phone call.
Nice. Yeah.
I love it, from Florida. We have another phone call, but is there something you guys want to talk about real quick, or anything on social media?
Just, you know, it's great that the callers are so courageous.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared to call, mm-hmm. me personally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, here they are calling in, sharing stories and stuff like that. So I commend them.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy to do, to share, but it's helpful. You know, those that are able to do it and can provide the listeners and us with stories and help us, you know, because it is work in progress, you know.
Yeah.
and it's definitely not easy. You recall the situations. I know there's been episodes where we've talked about loss with mom and stuff, and you relive it, and that's not always easy to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? All right, let's take one more phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Ebony.
Hi, Ebony. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Ebony, where
how are
you
guys?
Good. We're doing pretty well, actually, right? It's a little hot in the studio, but we're doing well.
Oh, it's raining down here, so.
Where are you?
Hmm?
Where are you?
I'm in Beaumont, Texas.
Texas. It's raining out there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for us?
Well, I wanted to pretty much put my share on the topic on how you overcome the cards you're dealt.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
It's a little light. My story, I actually want to be an elementary music teacher, but mm-hmm. as of right now, I am working as a substitute teacher. One of the things that's going on here in the district is they usually don't look for music teachers because those positions are limited. And you have to wait, as I've been told, years mm-hmm. before, you know, you even have a chance to be hired for that position.
Mm.
So until then, I pretty much, like I said, working as a substitute teacher. Matter of fact, the school I'm working at is the school I went to when I was a kid.
Right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I'm pretty much, you know, working in my own community. Although when I went, it was two different schools, but when I left, they both combined and became the school that it is today. So,
Ebony, you have to, I mean, keep doing what you're doing, but just keep thinking positive. I feel it's coming for you, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that because you wanted to be, one more time, my memory's bad, the specialist.
Elementary music teacher.
It's going to come. Don't you laugh at me, Terrell. It's going to come. You just got to stay positive and keep learning and keep making those connections, you know?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been subbing for the past 4 years.
Keep subbing. It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also just, as you said, letting people know that that's your goal as well, because somehow the universe finds a way to make that mm-hmm. happen. You know, something might open up all of a sudden, but you have to put it out there.
You have to speak it into existence.
Yeah, because if not, then, you know, they might not know.
Don't be shy like us, because sometimes we're shy. We don't want to talk about things or intrude or bother people. So go ahead and speak what you want to be and tell people. And then, you know, I think humans have some type of natural desire to help others.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and you never know who that is. You know, that person could be at the market. That's strike a conversation with them. They may, their sister may be the principal at a new school or something like that. You never know, you know. So be open and take pride in what you want to be, and it will come.
Yeah, I say faith.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Can I say something else?
Yeah,
yes.
Just recently, I found out that the music teacher that works over at that school just left. So there's a good chance that position's may be opening soon, and people have been telling me, like, hoping that I apply, and they hope I get the job because I've been there for so long.
Yeah, I'm sure you're applying, right?
Yes, I am. Okay.
Have you let that school know in a way that that's what your ultimate goal is? Or
yes, I have. Okay, I've told the counselors and the principal and everybody.
Okay, so
you'll get there. Just stay with it, and even if this specific job doesn't work out, stay positive. Mm-hmm. There'll be a better one for you. All right.
Okay. Just one more thing.
Yes.
Can you guys please give a shout out to my best friend Tiffany? Her birthday is coming up on Monday.
Happy birthday from us three. We're a little early, but we're going to say happy birthday now. So on Monday, our bases are covered.
Yes.
What was that, Terry?
No, I'm saying you can play this back on Monday.
Yeah, there you go. So happy birthday, Tiffany.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Take care.
And you too.
Okay, so it's quote time.
Bye.
There's a quote I like. I got to do a better job.
Yeah, I'm pushing the wrong.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm pushing the wrong button. But there's a quote. Why are you laughing at me, Taj?
Because Terrell's looking like he's looking at your job right now. He's like, itching to take it over. Yeah.
Hey,
like,
speaking into existence. You never know. Well, anyway, quote time. My favorite, one of my favorite authors are books. Really books, because I don't know if he even wrote more books, but is The Last Lecture. Have you guys heard of that? I read it like 10 years ago. It's an old book. But it's about a teacher, a professor, who is diagnosed with cancer and has a limited time to live. So he basically just goes and gives strong advice to people on how to really live, you know, how to enjoy your days, because his days are numbered, and he's seen the world differently.
Wait, where'd you hear about this book?
Oh, when it first came out. I don't know. It was probably Oprah or something. I don't know.
Wow.
But it's called The Last Lecture. It's an easy read, and it's a great book.
Wow.
It's a great book. There's a lot of good stuff. I mean, one of the things that's a little off topic, but he talks about is how, as a parent, you should let your kid just do whatever, but write on the walls and paint and let them be creative and do their own thing.
Really?
That life's too short to be so rigid, and let give them that freedom. But there's so many cool little things lessons that actually influenced me pretty good. So The Last Lecture. But anyway, the quote about hands, which pertains to today's topic, is we cannot change the cards we are dealt, just how we play the hand. Mm-hmm. And that's Randy Pausch. I don't know if I'm saying his last name right, but he's the one who has said the quote, and he's the author of the book of Last Lecture. So check that book out. We're going to take another phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Raisha calling.
Hi, Raisha. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just calling for the... Well, one of the previous callers were talking about what to do about toxic people.
Mm-hmm.
And what has helped me in my life is to literally distance myself from toxic people.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way, like, if there's, for instance, if it's family, then the only thing that you can really do is try to be cordial, and it's hard to distance yourself if it's family.
Yeah.
But where friends are concerned, what I also do is demote them to mere acquaintances.
Yeah.
So that's another tactic that I've used that has helped. And
where are you calling from?
Holland.
I'm calling
from Amsterdam.
Your English is so good. I like that.
I was one of those. Sorry, what did you say?
Saying that for a second language to know a term like to demote someone is pretty impressive to me. But
I was born in the Caribbean, so that's why.
All right.
And
sorry to interrupt you, but I just was shocked on that. It's good.
Oh, that's no problem. No problem. But thank you. I was growing up, I always wanted to be an American, so I was reading American stuff, and basically my Caribbean accent is zero, so whenever I'm in the Caribbean, it's like I'm a foreigner. So yeah. That's just awful. But yeah, thanks for the compliment.
Let me ask you a question. When you say you demote sometimes your friends to like just acquaintances, right? Have you in the past, have you noticed if sometimes do they ever become your friend again and they've admitted that they're going through something or they were just in a bad space? Or is it one of those things for you where it's like once they're not your friend, they're not your friend again?
You know what it is? If they really show to me that they are sorry and regretted what they did, mm-hmm. I welcome them with open arms.
Okay.
But if there's no regret whatsoever, then it's just done.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I'm a very forgiving person in general. So and for that reason, people have walked all over me for years. Mm-hmm. So that's why, in my personal opinion, if someone shows to you who they are and continues to mess with you, you just have to cut them loose after a while.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Agreed. I think that's very strong and accurate.
Yeah, so that's basically the way I've been trying to deal. And I have to say that I've been much happier since, because it's just, I'm also highly sensitive, so mm-hmm. things like that just eat away at me if I don't release them.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much. And take care.
You take care.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's important to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people in this world that are very negative, as we all know. And you really have to be strong mentally, and just surround yourself again, that support team, and keep moving forward, and just know that things are going to be better, things are fine, and know who you are. Never forget who you are.
I think very much, very true. And I think one thing we have to do as people is, back to topic, kind of relaying it to a topic, is regardless of your situation, you have to accept and embrace your situation. You can't stop. You can't always hope for someone else's situation. Mm-hmm. It's like whatever cards you were dealt, you have to realize these are my cards and these are going to be the best cards for my life. And we're going to make this work. We're going to make this gold. And I think that mindset is key, because I think especially in today's world with social media, everyone's showing the best of themselves. You know, the fancy cars, the jewelry,
right,
all the stuff that it's probably natural for a lot of people to want what other people have, which beats them. Then they start beating themselves up. But we all have what we have, you know, and we are all dealt the cards we were dealt. Now it's just a matter of us making the best of our cards.
Right.
I think also with social media and the internet too, I think there's a lot of false stuff up there, mm-hmm. in terms of false images.
And let's say that, because we're one of those who are looked at as on the other side for many people.
Yeah.
Let's confirm that, because a lot of people who are showing one way, that's not how
a lot of that jewelry is rented.
It's rented or given or loaned.
I could take a picture next to a Lamborghini right now, and that doesn't mean I drive a Lamborghini.
There he goes. But a lot of people will do that for the talk factor.
For the image. Yeah.
Don't think, you know, everything you see on social media isn't completely accurate when it comes to a lot of these celebrities.
So yeah, especially, keep that in mind. Yeah, and also with pictures too. You know, a lot of it's mm-hmm. photoshopped and whatever, so there's no perfect out there.
All right, so we're going to take one more phone call. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, one more phone call. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Gigi calling.
How are you,
Gigi?
Hey,
Gigi.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm going to go quick, but I'm not going to talk fast. Last time I called, I was talking so fast. I was so embarrassed.
It's all good, Gigi.
And I kept cutting TJ off. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. It's very nerve-wracking to call in. And if you're emotional, you kind of
All good. I'm used to it. My brothers cut me off. See?
Yeah.
They've been cutting me off my whole life. So don't even... I didn't even realize it, Gigi, to be honest. So no worries.
I said, I'm never calling back again, but that was a selfish... that would be selfish.
That would be selfish. So don't you ever think like that. We love hearing your voice, so...
Okay. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that when Tosh said that it's courageous... I think he said courageous for people that call in and share their mm-hmm. stories mm-hmm. on the show. I have to agree with that. That just stuck in my head because it is. I listen every week, and I do listen to everyone. Mm. And I really, when each person calls, I'm listening to their story, and it is very courageous. I just wanted to say that. The second thing was there's a book called Boundaries by Henry Cloud and John Townsend. It would be good for, I'll say, all of you to read, but I wanted to just say, Terrell, if you could pick that book up.
I'm writing it right now on my phone.
He's writing it down.
Who's the author?
I didn't want to exclude anyone, but it really is for Terrell.
Boundaries by who?
Yes. It's Boundaries, but not like the boundaries you think to spell it. It's Boundaries.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's by Henry Cloud, Claud, and John Townsend, Townsend. Now, this was like in 2003, but I want you to let me know. Promise me. I'm serious. I'm a lot older than you guys, believe it or not. Everyone says I look young in my picture, but I'm going to be 50 in 3 years, so I'm an old lady. So please read that book. It will bless you. It helped me. And I was someone referred that book to me, and I was like, okay. And I was like, wow, it's the best thing that ever happened.
Cool.
Please get that book, Carol.
I will. I'll check it out. I'm gonna check that out.
Okay, check it out, and I wanna know that you read that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna hold you accountable.
All right,
definitely.
We're all gonna hold them accountable.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Gigi.
Just one last.
Yeah, one more thing.
If I can get it. Okay, I know that like sometimes you have like the caller ID and you can see like names of people's phone call. I know this is petty, but I don't know if mine shows up like Pat Boudreaux. But I'm Gigi, but that's my mom. I'm like, I wonder if
you're like that. No, don't worry, Gigi. I've never seen that name, Pat, so don't worry.
They think I'm catfishing that is or something. Funny. I'm like, no, my gosh. I'm like, you're on the same cell phone plan. I'm probably thinking, is it really Gigi? But it really is me, so I don't know. I'm being silly today. Please keep me in your prayers, seriously. I'm having surgery on May 10th, and I'll be in the hospital for 5 days. This is my 18th surgery. And please pray for me. I know you guys pray because I always hear you guys, you know, say we pray. So please pray for me and that I will stay in remission this time.
Oh, yes. We are with you, Gigi, and stay strong, dear.
And listeners as well.
And our listeners, you've heard it. Let's all pray for Gigi and give her all the love and strength so she can have a healthy and successful surgery.
Yes. Okay. And I love you guys very much.
We love you too,
thank
Gigi.
You for taking my call.
All right. Take care.
You.
All right, Tara, I'm checking up on you.
All right.
Thanks, Gigi. So Gigi's cool. Gigi always has something to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And Taj, what Gigi said first, I agree with. All of our listeners who have called, thank you so much for your courage and your bravery. And not just this week, through the whole time we've been on the air doing the show. Without you guys, the show wouldn't be nearly as good. I have a lot of ideas, but I don't have that many. My brothers are pretty quiet as well. So, but we want to thank all of you guys for contributing and making the show how great it's been. So it's been a wonderful journey for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you guys want to add before we close?
Just on Twitter, we're supposed to send our love to Christine. We didn't get much details,
but sure we sent some love.
But Donna wanted us to send some love to her.
All right.
She didn't want to go into the details, but she said she could really use it. So.
Christine, we love you. We miss you. Of course, it's 3T saying we love you, Christine. So hopefully we'll see you soon, and we're giving you all the strength.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Christine's awesome, by the way. Actually really miss Christine. She brings me up.
I know.
I'm always smiling around her. But we love you and hope everything's well for you, Christine.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, is that it pretty much?
Yeah, I think the final thing for me would just be we all have to be a little bit more understanding and forgiving of each other. We all have our own problems and our own issues and struggles, and we don't know, you know, the past of people or what they're going through at the moment. And we just need to be a little bit more kind, mm-hmm. you know, and more loving and really be there for each other. I forget there was, I think actually you posted something on Instagram.
Probably.
Don't
take of course.
But, why'd you give but I that? Saw something on your Instagram feed.
Same.
And it was something about that person, you know, that person that you were being cruel to. Just remember that post you put
yeah,
up?
That was great.
But that's our life.
Yeah.
That's our world. That's who we're living with. Mm-hmm. And we just need to be a little bit more understanding and forgiving, you know. At the same time, we got to take care of ourselves and protect ourselves from the negativity. But understand that people are going through things, and sometimes they just need that hug. That's it.
I think to close the show, it's we covered a lot of different topics, as we always do. But the main topic we wanted to bring home is, regardless of your situation, regardless of what cards you were dealt, you have to make the best of it. You have to learn to own your situation, to improve your situation, and to just be the best you going forward, not only for yourself but for those who are dependent on you mm-hmm. and that love you. So you are not alone, as my Uncle Michael says. You are not alone in any of your struggles. We've all dealt with it. We've all have went through things. Mm-hmm. It's so important that we be a community and help each other out and get back on our feet.
Yep.
Right?
Come together.
That's right. One thing I'm going to say, Todd, I didn't even get it until you started laughing.
I know.
But he threw another Uncle Michael song.
Well, John Lennon.
Beatles.
Yeah. Beatles. But, okay, another quote I'm going to say by actually Pharrell Williams real quick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy?
Dr. Pharrell?
Dr. Pharrell. The simplest way to say it is that I think we're all dealt these cards in life, but the cards in and of themselves don't read one way or the other. It's up to you to own in and cultivate whatever you've got in your hand. So regardless of where you're at in this map, on the world, in your situation, make the best of it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
pretty much it. All right. If you liked what you heard, make sure to check out our website, www. I thought I said four, but I only did say three. www.ddjf.org. Of course, this radio show and many other things we do is for our Mother's Foundation. And it doesn't run on its own, so any type of contribution you can make to help us keep going would be greatly appreciated. One way you can contribute is by texting the letters, DDJF to 41444, and that will set you up with a donation page. It's very simple. It's through your phone. It's very easy. It takes less than a minute, and that will be very helpful for the whole foundation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to say?
Oh, I'm good.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, we're going to be back here next Wednesday, 1 o'clock to 2 p.m. And thank you guys so much for all your support over this last 6-7 months, almost a year, actually.
Almost
right?
a year.
It's been awesome. So thank you guys so much, and we love you, and peace.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.